Now listen, before I get going, if I can, I'm just going to say a couple things, and I'll let you fire away. It's been a rough 60 hours, you know, since we left Oakland. Needless to say, it's been real emotional. Everybody's kind of felt it. The first thing I want to say or convey is how much respect I have for Ben and what he did here as the head football coach. I feel personally one of the guys that let him down. You know, we failed as a team. But part of that failure was me, so it's really hard. You know, it's hard for me to stand here in the position I'm in right now. And I wanna publicly thank Ben for 2 years ago sticking with me as the defensive coordinator here. I greatly appreciated that. He's a great man. He's a great coach. He'll be a head coach again in this league, in my opinion, and a really good one. Having said that, I do want to say I'm honored that ownership asked me to do this. I will give it every ounce of energy that I have out of respect for this organization. And I give every ounce of energy to help unite, restore, and win football games. That'll be the goal. All right, so a couple of things I know you're gonna be interested in. The first one is Eli Manning will be the quarterback for this football team in this game. Okay, the why, Eli. All I can tell you is this, when John Mara and I talked, one of the first things he asked it was about the quarterback situation, and I said, John, my gut right now is that Eli should be the starter. What you have to understand is when I was coaching just the defense, I have the blinders on, and all I'm worried about is the defense. I stay in my lane. So I didn't have my eyes around what was going on offense, who was playing, none of that. So I took my gut and visited with the offensive coaches. And together with that and my gut, Eli Manning's going to be our quarterback. I had a conversation with Geno, which was a tremendous conversation. I have a great deal of respect for Geno Smith and the way he reacted. He was a man. He obviously didn't agree with the decision, but he is a team player. And he told me that he was going to go forward and wants to be a part of this. And I just have a great deal of respect for him. It's not an easy thing to do. The other thing I know you're going to ask about is the defensive side of the ball. So for right now, I'm staying heavily involved with the defense and the game planning. Obviously, with some new duties here, I'll be in and out of there. Okay, so when I'm not there and somebody has to cover, Dave Merritt will do that. We'll worry about calling the game on Sunday when we get to Sunday. I will figure that out as we go. You know, I know probably one of the other questions is going to be what was said in the team meeting. I keep most of that to the team. But I will tell you this, one of the main focuses was asking the guys that when they come into the building, when they come to work expecting to win. That's how they should function. Just to forget about what has happened prior. Let's just go forward, coming in the building, ready to work every day, expecting to win. Okay, having said that, I'll open it up for questions.
Steve, what are some of the things you learned from your time in St. Louis? How would you say you've grown as a head coach?
Yeah, I've got I want to say it's 6 pages. Typed out list, I'm not a good typer, that had all the what would I do next time, what did I think I did wrong, and I've already reviewed that. I'm not going to reveal them all. It's too long of a list. But sometimes you learn more from failure than you do from success. I think everybody understands that. So there are many things. This is a little different. It's boom. You know, it's not have OTAs and training camp, so we're going to kind of improvise and adjust as we go, but, you know, I'm hoping all of that will help.
Steve, there was an organizational decision made to take a look at the other quarterbacks after giving the season this down. Is that still part of the plan? Do you expect to still play Davis Webb?
Mike and I and the offensive coaches will talk about it as we go. The number one focus right now is to figure out a way to beat the Dallas Cowboys. I can tell you that. And each week we'll talk about those other things. But right now, you know, in the midst of everything that's going on and trying to, you know, with the changes and whatnot, little tweaks here and there, the focus is still going to be on beating the Dallas Cowboys.
Steve, what was your discussion with John Mara like? And do you look at this as a 4-game interim, or do you look at this as something that you can, you know, be the head coach here?
Yeah, I'll be honest with you, I'm not focused at all on that. And I would say this to everybody, and I mean this sincerely, I leave that in God's hands. I'll be where he wants me to be. And right now he wants me to be here for this game, and that's how I'll function. And that's as honest as I can be.
What's your message to Giants fans at this point to embark over these next 4 games?
Yeah, to hope to unite, restore, and find a way to win football games. When I mean restore, you know, restore Giant pride. I mean, it's hard to be real prideful when you don't win a lot of football games. But I think the guys feel that. They understand it. And we'll function that way going forward.
Geno will be the number two quarterback this week?
Right now. Right
and
now.
Does Davis, does his workload increase, or how are you going to handle that?
I will tell you.
He had a plan for that.
Yeah, it has been increased. There has been an ongoing plan. You don't see it, you know, behind the works, but there's been efforts there, I'll call it drills, you know, where Davis has done things where he would do as he prepared to be a one or a two. So that's ongoing. Where we go with the whoever the two is, we'll just take
he's
it week to week.
Scout team this week. He's not going to.
Probably not this week. Probably not
Steve,
this week.
You said your gut feeling was to start Eli. Is the gut feeling just to, he gives us the best chance to win?
Yeah, that would be a pretty good assessment. Because the first thing you focus on and think about is, you know, how we're going to find a way to win some football games. And look, I think you all know how I feel about Eli. And what happened, happened. And, you know, in the long run, hopefully it's a really good thing. But he walked in my office, I will tell you this. And as a coach, you want every player to walk in your office with the intent, resolve, and the determination that he had. So I respect that.
Steve, about 2 or 3 weeks ago, John Mara told us that he had mentioned to Jerry Reese that he wanted the young guys, you know, Geno and maybe more specifically Davis Webb, although he didn't say it like that, to get some playing time over the last month of the season. Has that plan been scrapped now, just to the extent that Eli will play until the game is won or lost?
Well, first of all, I'm not privy to what you just said, to be honest with you, because, again, my blinders were on trying to figure out the other part of it. I'm not sure I can assess or answer that question right now. What I hope you all can appreciate is the last 60 hours and putting together some changes, some tweaks, and getting ready for a team. And so there's things that will be talked about ongoing. We haven't really gotten to that point right now.
When you met with John on Monday, he didn't express that to you as a priority?
No, that wasn't the top priority. That wasn't. Not right now. So,
Steve, as a coordinator, as things are going on and we know what's gone on this season, your side of the ball, the other side of the ball, are there things that maybe you don't say because out of respect for a head coach that now that you're in this position that maybe you will point out that you didn't
I think I know where you're going with it. I can't think of anything specific that way. I would say this. In the middle of what we were going through, if I felt that there was something that could have changed or helped, I would have said that. And Ben and I had a great relationship. One of the finest qualities that Ben had was he was a great listener. And so had I felt that, I would have said something. So, you know, he was more than willing to adjust. And I thought he did everything and anything he could under the circumstances. And sometimes things work out and sometimes they don't.
In the interim role, is there something about being behind that podium and being the Giants head coach right now?
You know, I don't know that it's all caught up to me yet. I'll be honest with you. I'm not going to lie. In the past, I had thought about this, but because of how fast it's all happened, I don't know that I haven't thought that way. It really was, you know, it came. I prayed Monday morning that it wouldn't happen. I'm going to be honest with you. But that's okay. This is where we're at. I'm honored to do it. But as soon as that happened, it was boom, you know, shift gears and let's figure out what we got to do for Wednesday. You know, everything was just focused on today, you know, the players and practice, et cetera.
Can you talk about the support you've gotten from the organization, your assistant coaches, the players?
Yeah, it's been great. It's good to, you know, it's good to have that. Look at the guys I've been working side by side with, you know, rubbing elbows, and we'll go to war, do the same thing. The people in the building are great. I've always felt that way about them. That's part of being a Giant, the family atmosphere.
It appears you've tweaked the schedule. Friday seems to have practice on it. Saturday, a walkthrough. I don't know. Found that out already. They gave it to us.
That's good.
I don't know if Tuesday is now the players' day off. Yeah. Could you just speak to your reasoning there?
We might do that. Not 100% sure on it. The reasoning on the Friday deal was we just felt at this time of the season, really third down and red zone are really, really important, winning those areas. And we got to win them both offensively and defensively. So what that schedule does is gives us an opportunity to do more third down on Thursday and then extend a more third down more red zone on Friday. And it's a schedule I'm real familiar with, and I think it'll help us in these upcoming games.
Steve, I know you spoke about what you said to the players, but can you just describe sort of the tone of the meeting at this point? I mean, that was the first time everybody was together since the news broke.
Attentive. You know, everybody was great. That's probably the best way I would say attentive. They were tuned in. I thought they responded well. You know, practice today was good. You know, I told them I didn't think it was great. It was good. I think we can get better at that, and we'll try to work at that. And it's about getting the football right. That's what we were doing out on the field today.
Have you spoken to Ben yet? And what was that conversation like?
I mean, I saw Ben Monday. You know, I'm not going to share the whole thing, Jordan, but all I can tell you is I have a great deal of respect for him. I told him what I just told you, that I think he did a heck of a job, and I do believe that he will be a head football coach in this league going forward.
Steve, considering Sunday's game, how much of a boost would it be for this franchise right now to not just pick up a win for the fans at home, but to end a divisional rival's small playoff chances as is?
I haven't focused on that yet. I mean, because to us it doesn't matter what the other team's got in front of them. It's what we can do to win the football game. So it is just a focus on the team that we're playing, the game that we're going to play in MetLife on Sunday, see if we can't figure out putting our best foot forward and win a football game.
Did you look to change your role today at practice? When we came out, you were looking
to see where I would go.
Yeah, you had the Sinatra blaring. I mean, I don't know.
You noticed the Sinatra song, huh? I didn't just wanted to see if the players would know who that was. Some didn't. Some did not. My dad used to play Frank Sinatra every Sunday morning. He came back from church. It was great. So I enjoyed it. Now, it shifted real quick, didn't it? Yeah, I had to get back to the other. I forgot what your question was. I had asked Triggs to get a Frank Sinatra song. Yeah.
What you were doing during practice.
Yeah, no, look, the defensive football in me is not going to change. I've already been down this road, and I'll figure out exactly how we're going to do it. But I like doing the tackle drill that I did. I like doing the walkthrough with the defense. I want to be a part of it. I want the guys to feel me there, and hopefully we need to get better. So that's what we're trying to do in practice.
Let's take two more.
In different years. In the first year, I did, and then slowly turned it over. Ken Flage at the time was our coordinator.
I don't know if it's any different than somebody trying to call offense at the same time, but did you find it difficult? Did you have a preference?
It was the first time. Anytime you do something for the first time, there's some bumps along the way, and certainly things I could have done better, and I think I learned from that. But I'm not sure exactly how we'll do it this Sunday, but we're going to figure out something that works.
Steve, can you talk about any level of disappointment you might have had 2 years ago after Tom left and you interviewed for the job and didn't get it?
Yeah, I don't know if I want to go back there. You know, where we are today, not exactly how anybody had planned it. But again, I'm honored to be doing it, and I'm gonna give everything I got, every ounce.
Steve, we've got to ask you some injury questions.
Last one.
Yeah, where's Pat? You got my injury deals there?
We'll give them to him.
Okay.
He had a list. What happened to Jason and Sterling?
Jason's a finger. Sterling's a hamstring. Right now, we'll know more when I get back in there and talk to Ronnie. But that's what we know. And they did not practice today.